USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Democratic presidential candidates are in Ohio for another round of debates. The first question was about impeachment. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
No one is above the law, and that includes the President of the United States. Impeachment is the way that we establish that this man will not be permitted to break the law over and over without consequences. This is about Donald Trump, but understand, it's about the next president and the next president and the next president and the future of this country.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
The idea that we have a president of the United States who is prepared to hold back national security money to one of our allies in order to get dirt on a presidential candidate is beyond comprehension.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump wants House Democrats to hold a formal vote on their impeachment probe. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so at this time we will not be having a vote.
The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, won't comply with the deadline to turn over documents to House Democrats on his dealings with Ukraine. Reporter Michael Warren.
People close to Giuliani are advising him to get a criminal attorney as questions are lingering about these two associates of him, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, who were indicted last week. Giuliani did not directly answer a question about whether he was considering getting another attorney, saying if they take me to court, I would then have to get another lawyer.
Lawmakers plan to slap penalties against Turkey for its ongoing incursion into Syria. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says a bipartisan package is being put together.
I will be introducing sanctions against Turkey Thursday, and I do appreciate what the administration has done against Turkey through executive action.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Fox News Channel has announced how it's handling losing one of its biggest names. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
This is my last newscast here. Thank you for watching today and over the decades.
Until a permanent anchor is named to succeed Shepard Smith, his 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time hour will be staffed by other anchors from the network's news division. For the time being, it means Brett Baer, Chris Wallace, Britt Hume, Shannon Bream, Martha McCallum, Bill Hemmer, and John Roberts will be among the Fox Newsers taking turns anchoring that hour. Additionally, the Fox News President and Executive Editor Jay Wallace says the replacement show will remain a solid news hour and will end up having a designated anchor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's defending meetings he's reportedly had with conservative leaders. Politico reported this week that Zuckerberg held private meetings with Tucker Carlson of Fox News and conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. But there are also conservatives that have long accused Facebook of suppressing their political views. Zuckerberg says he meets with lots of people across the spectrum on lots of different issues and suggests that others do the same. Since the lead-up to the 2016 election, the social media giant has battled allegations that it's not doing enough to stop bogus political ads on its platform. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.